This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, January 27th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to the start of the work week. Back to school. Glad to have you along. Some partly sunny skies, at least here in the capital city, downtown Madison, State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Glad to have you along, Mr. Zommers. How the heck was your weekend?
It was great. One of my friends from Manitowoc moved to New York a few years ago, and he got engaged. He's getting married. We found out at the beginning of this last week that, oh, hey, he's going to be in town. So we had an impromptu bachelor party, which just consisted of a bar crawl on Brady Street in Milwaukee.
Now, you and Lukester Mathers, we discussed this a little bit earlier when we got in, and you enlightened me. Our listeners on WAUK Milwaukee, Waukesha area probably know this, but you told me about a specific Walgreens. This is news to me. I thought all Walgreens were pretty much equal, but explain.
The Walgreens on Brady Street is a bit of a Twilight Zone, as Luke put it, and I agree. Dan Schaefer's also posted about it.
Has he really?
All right. On Twitter, X, whatever, on his recombobulation area stuff.
The decor, what they sell, what
the
makes
people.
What?
It's just
really,
yeah, weird things happen in and around it, and it's a bit unexplainable.
Is it part of what makes Wisconsin great?
Yeah, it's part of what makes Wisconsin great.
I think we may have to do a show live from the Walgreens on Brady Street.
That would be interesting.
Well, we'll check it out. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend. I kind of took it easy, turned off the devices on Friday,
nice.
took a little break from electronics. Boy, did that feel good. Just kind of chilled out. Looked out to the frozen lake a little bit. Went to Bar Coralini for a dinner on Friday night. Ever been there in Atwood neighborhood?
I've never heard of it.
Fantastic, authentic Italian.
Ooh.
Maybe not as Italian as Dominic Selvia. He's very Italian. But it's a great place. And then I had a choice, work on some things for the show, which I did a little bit of, obviously. But and speaking of the tours around Wisconsin, the What Makes Wisconsin Great show, I would come back from one of these week-long trips, and I'd have boxes and things like that and papers, and I'd just throw them in the corner of my apartment, and I'd go work, and I'd take another one and throw it in another corner. So it looked like a warehouse. And so now, after the weekend, it looks like actually a domicile where somebody might be able to live. So it was a lot of sorting and, yes, throw it away. So, and also, yes, also watched some little bit of sports while I was doing it. Wisconsin Badgers trounced Nebraska, as our great sports reporter, Mr. Mike Clemens, has been reporting on all day. What a weekend for the Wisconsin Badgers. Of course, former Badger Connor Asijan, who went in the transfer portal and went to Nebraska over the offseason. He was back in the Kohl Center for the first time since leaving. And you know what? It was really, really classy on both his part and Wisconsin coach Greg Gard. When Asijan was introduced at the start of the game, he and Gard actually walked over towards him, and they met at center court and shook hands.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that needs to happen more often.
Absolutely. And afterwards, a guard and Asijan gave each other a big hug, talked for a minute, and all of the teammates that Asijan had played with at Wisconsin, they all had their secret little handshakes, and they did that as they went through the line. And it appeared everything was very respectful, nothing but love on both sides. And you like to see it.
You'll love to see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't see that, but I did watch the NFL games. And unfortunately, we have another Super Bowl I do not care about.
just to make it follow up quickly on that basketball game, number 18, Wisconsin, 83, Nebraska, 55. Wasn't even close. Yeah, the Badgers really trounced Nebraska. By the way, the men's basketball team is back in action on Hump Day. This coming Wednesday, they will travel to Maryland. Broadcast time for the pregame show at 5 p.m. right here across the Civic Media Network in Amory, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Richland Center. You can also listen to that game for free on the Civic Media app via one of those stations. So Wisconsin, Maryland, this Wednesday at 5 p.m., looking forward to that. And as you said, football as well. Yes, it will be a repeat of the Super Bowl two years ago, the Kansas City Chiefs. What a game, though. That was the best game in a long time, the Chiefs over the Bills. Bills fought valiantly. Some people a little salty about some of the officiating, maybe kind of bending towards the Chiefs a little bit. But, you know, the Chiefs, some of the game planning by Coach Andy Reid, just some phenomenal calls. Patrick Mahomes, what can you say about that guy? But boy, the Bills played great. And then the first game, the Eagles versus the Commanders, that was a trouncing.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, and God bless and congratulations to Washington. They have a freshman quarterback. Haven't been to the post or been that far in a long, long time. They you know, had a great season, but you could tell that the Commanders were just a little nervous, maybe. Several, like three or four turnovers in that game for the Commanders. But hey, I think they have a bright future, but it'll be the Chiefs and the Eagles in 2 weeks on, I believe, Fox has the Super Bowl this year.
I believe so, yes.
Speaking of, I sent you a cut, by the way. Did you get that? I did not know it was to the day, 1997. This date in history, as Pat Kreitlow on Up North News would say, this date in history when, no, 97 or 96?
97.
97. When it was 96 team, 97 playoffs, the Super Bowl in New Orleans, where, of course, the Super Bowl is going to be played this year. Here it is. This will bring back memories for a lot of us. 1997 on this date, the 27th of January, 1997, as called by the great late Pat Summerall and the great late John Madden. And they had left CBS. They were now on Fox, who had the Super Bowl that year. The Packers versus the Patriots on the first play of the Super Bowl.
Bennett, the lone setback. Two tight ends set up for the Packers, and Favre back to throw his first one. Going deep, has a man open. Andre Rison does the dance in, and Favre got settled down in a hurry.
That is the way to settle down. You know, sometimes they think you have to start with short passes. I always said when you got a strong arm guy and you want to settle him down and he's anxious, just show it. Throw a deep one. That's exactly what they did. Here's Andre Rison. He's in the slot. He's going to come up against Otis Smith there. He just makes a good, quick move to the post, just runs right by him. Brett Favre throws a perfect pass. That was maximum pass protection. They had two tight ends in. They kept them both in. They had one guy that they were going to take the shot to. It was going to be Brett Favre to Andre Rison.
54 yards from Favre to Rison. The extra point by Chris Jackie is good, and the Packers draw first blood.
Here's Andre Rison here. He's going to come up. Here's Otis Smith trying to cover. He's going to run a post right here. Watch what they do. They have both tight ends blocking. That kind of brings the safety up. So Otis Smith has no help to the inside. But see now, Andre Rison starts outside right there. He makes a move. Boom, right there. And there's no one in the middle of the field because they kept two tight ends in. They went maximum protection. Brett Favre had time and threw a perfect strike to Andre Rison.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's the way to start your week. Now, maybe Todd and DePere is correcting me at WGBW that the anniversary of the Super Bowl was yesterday, not
yeah,
today.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
All right. Well, Todd, I stand corrected.
Also,
I apologize.
I do recommend.
But still, I mean, we were on the air yesterday.
That's true. You know, it's the closest we could get.
The closest we could get.
I do recommend people go watch the video because there's nothing quite like watching a video of John Madden drawing everything on the screen.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I wanted to play that whole clip. Because two guys in Pat Summerall, and did you notice how understated Pat Summerall was in this call? Because yeah, he just lets the pictures do the talking, the video. And then, of course, you got the great John Madden, you know, boom! Those names, right? Andre, as Chris Berman on ESPN used to call him during NFL primetime, you know, Andre Bad Moon Rison. And then Chris Jackie, the great kicker for the Packers at the time. Chris Jackie.
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle. Favre, of course, took off his helmet like they were not supposed to, but he was so excited. Had Mike Holmgren there on the sidelines. Boy, that was a memory for all time. Super Bowl 31. So technically, thank you, Todd. The anniversary was yesterday, not today. But what a memory. I remember that watching that with the family. And we can only hope the Super Bowl in 2 weeks from now with the Chiefs and the Eagles is that great.
That was before I was born.
Thank you for making Todd feel even older. I mean, no, but I get it. I get it. But those were, and of course, the Packers hadn't won a Super Bowl since back in the days of Bart Starr. So that was really the return of the Packers to greatness was the true return was that year. Reggie White, of course, had come over from the Philadelphia Eagles, and it never, the reason he came to Green Bay, he said, was that he believed in Mike Holmgren and Ron Wolf, the GM at the time, the coach at the time, and Brett Favre and what they were doing there. Of course, he was a man of faith. He said that God had led him there and that he wanted to win a Super Bowl. And when they won the George Halas Trophy in Green Bay, he was skipping around with that NFC trophy, tears coming down his eyes. And then he, along with Favre, who was just starting his career, wins that Super Bowl in 97. It was something special. And now people your age, well, the Packers are always good and whatever. And it really started, it started a little before that, but that was kind of the kickoff, like, wow, the Pack is really back.
Yeah, and I definitely remember not totally grasping that when I was little. I think I was like 7. My dad took me to a Packers game. Mm. And I was just like, which number is Brett Favre again? I knew nothing about football. But I didn't understand that they weren't always great.
Yeah. No, they weren't. They weren't. But, I lived through the Don Majkowski and the Tony Mandridge years. Anyway, thank you, Todd. Appreciate the correction. So 31 years ago, or 31 year, Super Bowl 31, the anniversary was yesterday. So I wanted to play a little John Madden and Pat Summerall for you. There is actual news of the day. Going to come back and talk about that over the weekend. Of course, things are coming fast and furious when it comes to, we're only in, by the way, 1 week into Trump 2.0. Lots to keep track of. I think that Hawaii Senator Democrat Brian Schatz said it best. We're going to come back and hear what he has to say. And other people on this program have talked about it. What's really important to watch here coming forward? Also, the election for the DNC, Democratic National Committee, the chairmanship is this weekend. The candidate from Minnesota getting a little salty, a little snarky. We'll hear what he has to say about our own Ben Winkler from Wisconsin. And also, Donald Trump's immigrant roundup. Is it really just a reality show? Your calls as well. It's the Todd Allball Show for Monday on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth, freedom. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, January 27th. Zommer's on the board, always there to take your phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Busy, busy week, first week. Had a lot of part of the reason I turned off my phone on Friday, just kind of put it down. Been hearing from a lot of friends, folks, and there's a lot of angst out there. A lot of people are feeling certain ways. And I think it's good to recognize that, right? Look, we're, like I said, week one. It isn't, and don't mistake my kind of casual attitude about this as, well, doesn't Todd get it? Does he understand? Is he not compassionate? No, I am. part of it is that I have had the unique opportunity and privilege, quite frankly, to have that opportunity over the years to work in both federal and state government and politics. So that was why I was a little bit looking back of it, maybe a little ginned up, to put it mildly, during the campaign. Because I had a pretty good feeling that what we're seeing in the first week is what we were going to get if the election went that way. And also a lot of people, I guess, just didn't believe that Project 2025 was real. Said, no. That heard a lot of people saying things like, well, you know, that's just all talk. He's not really going to do a lot of that stuff. Well, okay. Turns out he was actually serious. And Project 2025 was and is real. And so when you see Trump doing a lot of things this week, this past week, and over the weekend, nothing surprises me in any of this. And it wasn't even unexpected, quite frankly. But I think it's good to put this in context of what matters. We've talked about it before, the great article in Politico here a couple, 3 weeks ago. United States Senator Brian Schatz, Democrat of Hawaii, who's talked before about what Democrats, how they should approach the new Trump era. I think he's spot on many things. And he was, again, recently here, was at the podium in the United States Senate in their press conference. You know, they have kind of partisan press conferences, both sides. And as Tennessee Judge Weissman likes to say, I like to quote him, Senator Schatz put it down there where the chickens can get at it. Here's what Senator Schatz from Hawaii had to say about looking at what's important in the new Trump agenda.
I guess it wasn't about the price of eggs after all. You know, anyone who's been involved in planning a wedding understands that seating arrangements are important. They are significant. They are embedded with meaning. And where you put people on the inaugural stage is a strict definition of where you think they rank. And so it wasn't a trivial thing that the wealthiest people to ever walk this planet, who control our communications platforms, were seated in front of the cabinet itself, which, by the way, has a few billionaires and 100 millionaires, but not as wealthy as the people in front, with proximity to power. And that's the point we have to underscore today, which is it was never about reducing the price you pay at the pump. It was never about reducing the price you pay for your mortgage or your rent or your insurance or your grocery bills. It was always about cutting Medicare, Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, Social Security, public education, in order to pay for the largest tax cut in human history. That's what this is. They are ripping you off.
Democratic U.S. Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii. Love the analogy. Any of us who've been to or been a part of or been at a wedding, right? I mean, okay, parents are going to sit in the first row, siblings in the second row, aunts and uncles. Well, you know, there's the uncle we really don't like that. Well, put him back like in the fifth row next to you. It's a game, right? Well, this person will be really ticked off if we don't seat him closer to the head table.
Same thing in the reception.
Right? It does matter where people sit. And if it matters that much at a wedding, think how much it means at an inauguration. And Schatz put it down there where we can get at it, where we can understand it, right? Trump is surrounding himself with the people he really cares about the closest. And those people want something. It's transactional. And you and I are not anywhere near the head table. And by the way, when I say you and I'm including everybody. Doesn't matter who you voted for. I'm saying us as Wisconsin citizens. Well, unless you're part of the 1%, the Diane Hendrixes of the world. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison, you were first listening on WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Can I say something about John Madden real quick?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I was never a Dallas fan, but I think one of the funniest things I ever heard him say was it was real hot in Dallas. And remember Nate Newton, the big defensive or offensive lineman?
Sure.
It was like a tackle. And he was drawing his circles around his sweat lines. He says, now you know he's lathered up. When you see Nate Newton and the sweat lines up here, and he's going on and on and on. And it was just hilarious.
See, thank you for saying that, because he was one of my biggest inspirations as a broadcaster. And that's why I will never, ever live up to anything close to Madden. But he always picked out the things that real people would talk about. Look how sweaty that guy is, right? I mean, yeah. I love it. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, to this weekend. Excuse me. I see this thing on the news early this morning, and these people are just upset as heck from the administration. These guys that are in Chicago, and they want the jails opened up, and they want these really bad guys that are in jail here out of the country. Okay. But my question is to this group. They're saying it's all about keeping the streets in this country safe, getting these people out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the January 6th domestic terrorists
mm-hmm.
that are on the street more emboldened than they ever been?
Yeah, a great point, Dick. If you want to hang on through the break, we'll bring you back. I'm up against the clock. You raise a really great point. And we have a great cut coming up that talks about the setup for these so-called immigration raids. Not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Yeah, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tidal Ball Show on Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, January 27th. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Todd behind the mic. Glad to have you along with us. Going through a couple of the headlines, what happened over the weekend, trying to digest inconsumable bites. Week one of Trump 2.0. And again, we heard from Hawaii Democratic U.S. Senator Brian Schatz saying, look, it's really about the money here. And think about when you have a wedding or you've been to a wedding, where people are seated at the ceremony or at the reception matters. Look where Donald Trump put the trillionaires, the multi-billionaires that control media and tech. He put them in the first row at his inauguration in front of most of his cabinet members. And really, this is transactional. Trump is a very transactional individual. And it matters to all of us across Wisconsin, even people, I shouldn't say even, but both people who voted for Harris and Trump, or anybody else for that matter. It's about the money. What's he really doing here? It's not about eggs or gas. I mean, last time this week, by the way, both eggs and gas went up. Just want to make sure people understand that. Robert Reich, former Secretary of Labor, put it well. He said Trump wants to extend his tax cuts for the rich individuals. It would add $4.6 trillion to the deficit. But he wants to go even further, cutting the corporate tax rate by 15%, or to 15%, pardon me. It's yet another absolutely shameless giveaway. Let's take a look at some of these things, okay? According to an analysis by CAPAF, it provides some rough estimates on who benefits and shows that Trump's plan to cut the corporate tax rate down to 15% would, I'm not going to go through all these, but a couple of highlights, it would give the largest 100 U.S. companies, Fortune 100 companies, a total estimated annual tax cut of $48 billion. They reported $1.1 trillion in profits in their last annual report. Also, if Trump gets his way, cuts it down to 15% corporate tax rate, it gives the 10 largest U.S. companies alone, including, get this, Meta, Zuckerberg, Front Row, Comcast, JP Morgan, Chase, a total estimated annual tax cut of $23 billion. Those folks reported a nice little profit combined, $520 billion in profits last year. Trump's proposed tax cut for the corporate rich would also give the five largest U.S. oil companies, ExxonMobil, Chevron, Marathon Petroleum, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, and Valero Energy, an annual total estimated tax cut of $2.5 billion. They reported an estimated $990 billion in profits. And the list goes on. Not exactly helping folks in Elroy or Peshtigo or Cable or Pewaukee. Just good to keep track of those things. Meanwhile, the so-called immigration raids, I shouldn't say so-called because they did actually do them, particularly in Chicago over the weekend with ICE officials, rounded up large group of folks, put them on a military plane, and try to ship them back, allegedly, to that they said that they were from Colombia. And a lot was made over this weekend because the Colombian president said, not so fast. And so it was spun that the Colombian president wasn't going to allowing the U.S. to bring back allegedly Colombians back to Colombia. That's not the case. The president of Colombia said, look, we've accepted lots of flights under both Trump and Biden via the normal commercial aircraft. So what happens is, let's say you have 100, 150 folks. You lease a commercial jet that holds whatever, 200, and you put them on a plane and it lands and that's it. But the Trump folks, in a show of television, put them on a great big military aircraft. I know a little something about this because I've flown on some of these aircraft. The aircraft they put them on, at least the one that was shown on television, would hold hundreds of people if set up properly for that. Big transport aircraft. It was meant as a show of force and for the TV cameras. And the Colombian president said, no, we're not going to have big military aircraft landing in Colombia. And the Salvadoran president, Nayib Bukele, he starts saying, well, we'll take him. We have some really nice prisons here. And then Trump said, I'm going to put 25% tariffs on Colombian goods, which means the price of coffee goes up. Another big export of Colombia, it turns out, roses. Might cost more to buy roses for your Valentine's sweetie. Well, anyway, this morning, things somehow got worked out, and the Colombian president said, okay, everything's fine. Colombia is an ally of the United States in the Western Hemisphere. Saber rattling. We have a cut here from CNN over the weekend talking more about this show of force and what's really going on here. But first, I want to get back to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Matt, listening in Madison on WMDX. Matt, what's the...
Hey, Todd. I just wanted to talk about, first of all, Brett Favre and Holmgren. That was my first Super Bowl as a kid, but I moved to Wisconsin, so thanks for the memory.
Hey, absolutely. Great one.
But also, just wanted to talk about... Trump's effect on our allies and what's happening worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that China's AI has now bested us. It's cheaper. It's less environmentally damaging. Doesn't take as much power. So they're beating us. They're making making friends while we're making enemies under Trump. And I just sold my Tesla stock because Elon Musk has aggravated all of Europe because they don't like Nazis, just like I don't. So So I invested instead in a Chinese EV maker who is beating Tesla already, and Europe is about to open their market to China and give Tesla the middle finger. This Trump administration is going to have such a negative effect on us that I don't know what's going to happen. And I hope it's not as terrible as I imagined, but it very well could be. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate the call, Matt. Matt brings up an interesting point. I don't want to go too far down this road right now. I want to keep it on track. But these relations with China. And again, El Salvador is a place I've been to 39 times over 25 plus years. I know a little something about it. This new president, Nayib Bukele, not so new anymore, but now in his second term, which that's a whole other story. Not supposed to have one. They changed the constitution to allow him to have a consecutive term. They've been building, they built a brand new, I haven't been there yet, but a gorgeous national library. They're in the process of building a brand new national soccer stadium. Been taking a lot of gifts and help from China. The Chinese don't do anything without expecting something in return. And there's been an agreement off the coast of El Salvador to allow the Chinese government to essentially set up a military base. Because, you know, the Chinese would like to be in the Western Hemisphere, closer to the U.S. And to Matt's point, they're now being very, very nice to people in Europe. And it's not in the best national security interest of the United States. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, always a pleasure. What say you?
Yeah, this whole thing of loading people into cargo planes and shipping them to, you know, where they're going to be get deposited, and I'm using language other than, you know, treating them like actual human beings. I mean, but I just can't forget the images that I saw, you know, growing up of the Nazi trains, you know, loading people up into cattle cars and just cargo containers and shipping them off to points where they were, you know, we know what happened to them. I mean, we just had, you know, just going through the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, and that it is just, the parallels are not exact, but the dehumanization is exact. I mean, that we've had MAGA and Trump and his allies actually dehumanizing these people. I mean, 99.999% of the people that come here legally or illegally are law-abiding people when they come to this country. You know, they're scooping up people that are picking our crops in California. They're going to cripple that industry out there. They're going to cripple the dairy industry here. And one of the other questions I had is, are they arresting any people that employed these people? Are they finding those people that were employing these people? Because they know darn well that they're employing people that aren't here. If they're here illegally, they darn well know it. They just kind of ignore it. Well, you know, I wonder if those people are going to start ending up in jail. Like, if you have to have enforcement like this, you got to start locking those people up as well. But that's not going to happen because that would include probably half of Trump's supporters because they probably have people that are undocumented working for them in various capacities. So, I mean, it is just this dehumanization of other human beings is just.
I think you hit on it, Mark. The dehumanization. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. There are ways that you handle folks, whether they're, you know, if they're accused of being undocumented. We still have laws in this country of how you treat people, whether they're American citizens who are being arrested or not. There's a human factor, decency, humanely. There was a story on CNN over the weekend. I want to get to this cut. Trump is transactional, as we said, but he also comes from the entertainment world. It's all a show to him, right? And we're going to get to why this matters in the state of Wisconsin specifically. But here was a CNN report digging down on their sources of what happened in Chicago over the weekend and why there was so much, there were so many television videos of this. Here is the CNN report on the immigration raids in Chicago over the weekend.
Reporting here at CNN this morning is that many of these officials conducting these raids have been told to basically dress for the cameras, right? Yeah. So here's the reporting. Multiple federal agents assisting U.S. immigration officials with raids directed by the Trump administration have been told to ensure their clothing clearly depicts their respective agency in case they're filmed by members of the media, sources tell CNN. While it's common safety practice for agents conducting arrests to wear insignia clearly identifying themselves as law enforcement, even agents on the perimeter of operations conducted across the nation have been specifically instructed by their leadership to wear raid jackets to generate possible media attention, sources said. So how do you understand how this is different from what had previously been going on under the Biden administration?
Right. So, I mean, perhaps the clearest cut case as to, or the earliest example of kind of the playing to the camera aspect of all of this was when they utilized those military planes to try to send some of these migrants back to South America rather than just a regular civilian passenger sort of airline that are typically used. And so, if anything, it fits into this larger dynamic that Trump is certainly central to, which is straight out of central casting, looking for members of his cabinet that look good on TV, playing to the camera when it comes to his own experiences in reality television. The man knows how to operate. He knows how to operate within this media ecosystem, playing to the New York Post sort of headlines. And this is kind of the latest example of that.
CNN over the weekend reporting what's happening on these so-called, I should quit saying that. They are, in fact, immigration raids. But a lot of this, to the point, there is reporting that people with inside ICE are saying they're being told to make sure this is a good show. And for those people, true conservatives out there, look at what it costs to have a C-5 or I might not have the exact plane right, but these big military jets for show to fly back to these countries versus a smaller commercial aircraft on a lease. It's not fiscally conservative. It's putting a show up there. We have a great text we're going to get to in a minute about people in Wisconsin, how they should handle this, and also your phone calls as well. Do not go anywhere. We're going to take your phone calls. We see you on the lines. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media's radio network. It is now 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock at hour number 2. Going to have another What's Worse edition for you. Your chance to call in on issues of the day. Take a look also at the Democratic National Committee or DNC chairmanship. Wisconsin's Ben Wickler running for the position. This guy up in Minnesota, Ken, my least favorite Martin. He's running for this, and he's getting a little salty. Going to hear from him in hour number 2 as well. More of your phone calls. Going to get to the phones in just a minute, but I want to play you talking about what's going on over the weekend last week in terms of immigration. And we have sources now. CNN has told us that ICE is being told, make sure you wear a lot of uniforms, even people that aren't on the front lines, so the cameras can see you, instead of using the traditional and more affordable leased commercial jets. Trump is ordering big military aircraft for a show of force. And a lot of people say, well, look, the answer is people need to come here legally, use the system we have. Hey, you know what? Not going to get a big argument from me. I am all for legal immigration, doing it the right way. But over the weekend on ABC's This Week with Martha Raddatz, Tom Homan, the new border czar by Trump, was asked, look, if people are going to come here legally, that's fine. But why is it then that President Trump canceled all the Custom and Border Patrol 1 appointments to do it legally?
All appointments through the CBP app have been canceled. That is a legal way to claim asylum and get in the country. So what should people do who are seeking asylum? How do you do it?
go to the embassy, go to the port of entry. Do it the legal way. You shouldn't come to this country and ask to get asylum, and the first thing you do is break our laws by entering illegally.
So,
go to the embassy or port of entry. Literally, the U.S. government set up this app and said, use the app to make an appointment to go to the embassy or port of entry. I've been to the U.S. Embassy in El Salvador several times. It used to be you would go to get an appointment, you'd get there before the sun came up and wait hours in the sun. Now they don't accept that. In order to get an appointment to do it the legal way at a U.S. embassy, you have to go online using an app and make an appointment. And Donald Trump has canceled all those appointments and is no longer using the app. You see how it's like a shell game at the carnival, these guys. Completely dishonest. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Sharky in Racine, listening on WRJN. Sharky, thanks for calling. What say you?
Thanks for the program. You're doing an excellent job. But I'll have to tell you, that I have hats off to Racine, because the Racine Democratic folks down there basically brought in John Nichols, and he talked about the 2050 at length for an hour and a half. The gymnasium of Racine High School, Case High School, was packed to the top of the rafters, I'm telling you, and it was an excellent display of information. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many other places in our state actually did that, but I hope there was. Every county should have done it. And well, here we are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I attended it, and I was shaken, and I was taken back. And I guess I was in a bad mood for about a week after that.
Yeah. I feel that.
So
I feel that.
The details.
Hey, thanks, Sharky. Really appreciate giving us that reporting there from Racine area. And a shout-out to, of course, our friend John Nichols. Always a great guy to listen to as well. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone line. CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. It's just amazing to me that you folks are shocked that Tom Holman, that President Trump is doing what he said he was going to do. And you know, we listened to CNN for years. I believe they stood in front of a burning building and said, this is a peaceful protest. Well, you know what? The reality is hitting home. And funny you talk about immigration, but you never put the word illegal in front of it. Underline illegal. Mm. Your party, the CJ, Democrats, pick which
all right.
laws
again,
they want
again,
to enforce.
Again, I don't belong to any party. I'm independent. But CJ, as a law-abiding citizen, doesn't it make sense to you that if you want someone to follow the law and to do it legally, you have to give them a viable way to do so? So why has the Trump administration canceled any ability to make appointments at points of entry and the U.S. embassies via the CBP app? How are they supposed to follow the law if Trump takes that ability away?
Well, for a while, we got 11 or 15 or 30 million to go through and figure out who they are first before they allow one more in. So the mere fact, go to the back of the line.
So why don't they just announce and be honest about it and say, we're not going to allow anybody to come into our country, period, until further notice? Why aren't they just honest about it then, rather than saying,
they put a freeze on it.
No, but they're saying, you have Holman here. You have Holman saying to ABC, do it the legal way. And Martha Raddatz points out the truth that the only legal way to make an appointment has been taken away. That's a completely dishonest way of doing it.
I wouldn't believe a thing. Martha, George, Stephanopoulos, Martha Raddatz.
Well, you don't believe them. You know, try to log on to this. Let's try to log on to the CBP One app and make an appointment anywhere. You can't do it. But I appreciate the call, CJ. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Facts are a tricky thing. Come back with hour two. What's worse, more of your phone calls and addressing that comment on the line about immigration and how it pertains to Wisconsinites. And a little fun along the way as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.